This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden will be on the campaign trail over the next few days for hopeful Democrats in California, Illinois, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania. Last night in Washington, he slammed former President Trump and what he called ultra-MAGA Republicans, who are election disruptors.
We can't ignore the impact this is having on our country. It's damaging, it's corrosive, and it's destructive.
Some angry Republicans are responding to the president. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying the president can't talk about his own policies because they've driven up the cost of living for Americans. Former President Trump has now settled a lawsuit filed by protesters who say they were roughed up by his private security guards during his 2015 presidential campaign. No details. You going to buy another ticket?
No one won Wednesday night's $1.2 billion Powerball jackpot. That means the prize has grown even larger to $1.5 billion ahead of Saturday night's drawing. The odds of picking all six winning numbers? 1 in 292.2 million. I'm Donna Warder.
Game 5 of the World Series is tonight in Philadelphia. The series is tied at 2 games each for the Phillies and the Astros. The Astros' no-hitter last night is just the second in World Series history. Overseas now to Moscow's war in Ukraine. Human rights activists say this could be a war crime. Mayors and some other civilian administrators in occupied areas say they were kidnapped, threatened, or beaten to force them to cooperate with the Russians. North Korea is continuing to rattle nerves in the region with its test missile launches. This morning, North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile, setting off alarms in Japan. This is AP News. Families got a final chance to face Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz in court yesterday as he was sentenced to life without parole. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Families of the victims at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School spent 2 days saying what they feel about Cruz.
People like you don't deserve a space here.
Manuel Oliver objected to the jury's decision not to sentence Cruz to death. He says Cruz killed his son and 16 others for fame.
Whoever takes care of you will own that fame. And someone will.
Cruz also heard from survivors of the shooting.
Without your stupid gun, you are nothing.
Student Samantha Fuentes told Cruz the community is stronger than the hate that he gives.
I assure you that I will be excitedly anticipating your demise, and I will assure you that you will remember my face, and it will make you sick.
Cruz showed no emotion in the courtroom. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.